So hi, welcome to the Noise Podcast. I'm Shane.
I'm Glory.
And we're here with...
Hey, I'm Lyle.
I'm going to ask her some questions today about her new single, Lighthouse. So congrats on that, by the way. How do you feel about the response to it so far?
Oh my gosh, it's been incredible. I actually really didn't anticipate it to be that big of a response and that great of a response, but I'm really grateful for it. I have two really kick-ass people on the song with me, and my collaborators are amazing, so I'm glad it's getting the love it deserves.
Hell yeah. The song fucking rocks.
It's incredible. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. You guys are the sweetest. Thank you.
Of course. Hell
yeah. Appreciate it.
Of course. So is there any meaning behind the single title or cover art?
Well, the song was inspired by a movie that my guitarist had seen called Lighthouse with Willem Dafoe. And, you know, you're like, I know the movie. And we were kind of like inspired by this little siren core thing going on right now. I feel like there are some really cool artists that are doing songs that are inspired by the siren, you know, mythology of it all. And, but they're always like really beautiful songs and really beautiful melodies. And they're usually soprano singing. So we were like, what if we made like a rock version of a siren song? And that's where this kind of came out of.
Gotcha.
I mean, as for the artwork, that was just me, Eva, and Hyro just being like, hey, can we make something really cool, but we're not all together? Like, Hyro's in France. Eva's in Michigan. I'm in New York. So we were like, how can we make this happen? So we all took pictures. We were like, is this a vibe? And then we put it together.
I didn't realize that, like, you guys took the pictures and then, what was it, like, digitized to look like that? It wasn't, like, made by an artist?
Yeah. No, yeah, it was. Well, I did have an artist put it together, yeah. But no, it was actually from photos, and then he basically like made it look kind of animated in a way.
It's fucking rad. Damn. Hell yeah.
Thank you.
So can you tell us a little bit about your writing process for this track?
Yeah, so this one was kind of an odd one because it came out of a session with Kevin Hisink, who is a producer. He does a lot of stuff for Grandson. He's incredible. And he had this track and he's like, I love this track. I just don't really know what to do with it. So you want to try Top Line. And so my guitarist, Matt, and I just sat and we just like hammered it out really fast. I feel like it just kind of came to us really fast. And then as far as Eva, I met Eva. I do TikTok lives and I'll do like covers and stuff, and I'll just, you know, and Eva popped into one of my TikTok lives, which I thought was bizarre. And then we connected. And then I shot her message. I was like, hey, do you want to be on a song with me? And she was really open to it, which was really cool. And then I sent her Lighthouse, and she was on board right away. And then Hyro, same thing. He was like, I wrote him on Instagram and he sent me back his verse within like 10 minutes. I was like, I'm sorry. That's amazing.
Hyro,
like amazing.
Like Eva, great pick. Hyro adds the energy to the song that like is just needed. I love his music solely because of the bonkers energy.
Insane, right? So good.
But
it's so good.
It's crazy that you guys met like just by Eva popping into a TikTok live, because like these TikTok lives, man, I could talk about it all day how powerful they are, at least like at this point in time for artists. So that's fucking rad.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah, it was a really cool, like, organic kind of collaboration that happened. And like I said, they were just like super stoked, and I was, and my whole team was, and it just worked out so beautifully. It was serendipitous, if you will.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Awesome.
So, you know, with bringing on these other artists, were the parts already written for them and they just sang them, or did they have any sort of input on the writing process?
Well, when I have features, I like to give the artists, obviously, the respect of, hey, if you want to write something that's more authentic to you, please do. Obviously, you know, we oversee that. But Eva was really a fan of the storyline and of the song and what the meaning was. And she was like, I will just hop on verse two and give it, you know, everything I've got, which I loved. So she embodied those lyrics that Matt and I came up with. And Hyro was just like, I'm just gonna try this, and if you like it, great. Like, it was just, you know, he was just like, I'll just try it. And he obviously was really open to notes, but I had no notes. I was like, just give me a bunch of layers and make it fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And he did.
Listening exactly to his verse, did. I was like, there was no previous writing on this one. This was, it's very obvious, just do whatever.
It's like, and that's exactly what he did. But honestly, I think it's just the vibe. More than anything, it was the vibe, like you said. Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
He brings it, so.
He does.
Yeah.
Sure, hell yeah. So I want you to pick your favorite lyric off this track and tell us what it means to you.
Oh, that's a good question. I think it varies actually, but I think it's I Can't Feel My Face Now. I think it's just like such an aggressive, but like, and especially the way it's sang too, like, I can't feel my face now. And it's like just so, I don't really know why I love it as much as I do, but it just kind of embodies the song and like what it means. And I mean, the song is technically, it's about, you know, like what sirens do. They will lure sailors in, so they crash their ship. Mm-hmm. And it's just like about this idea of a lighthouse that everybody goes to die. Just kind of insane and creepy, but also like rock on. But
yeah, right.
but I think that's my favorite line. It does vary though.
It's a good
Thanks
line.
For the question. That was a good question.
Oh yeah.
So where is your headspace at while you're writing this track?
I think I just wanted to make like a song that people could vibe to, and it's really fun to write about like your own personal life experiences and songs, of course, like my song Potions and Cruel, and like those have like really personal meanings behind them. But this one was kind of fun as like a fictional outlook, and like, you know, Matt and I read a lot of books and listen to a lot of podcasts and watch a lot of movies. So it was really fun to just kind of take just this other storyline and make it and kind of like remove yourself a little bit. Do you know what I mean? And yeah. Be that fictional character within that story. So it was kind of that. It was just make a song that is cool to listen to, is fun to sing, and gives a really good story, like in a visualization in to the listener.
Gotcha. What kind of song do you prefer to write? The song that's very much about you, very personal, or something like this that's a little bit more fictional and you're removed from it? Which one do you prefer?
That's a great question. I know this is so cliche. I prefer both. I really do, because, and I'll tell you why. I love the personal stuff. It's just pouring your, you know, it's art. It's pouring your soul and your heart and your brain and into it. The thing with that though is when people get critical and you're literally singing your diary, basically. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's vulnerable. It's very vulnerable. And then when you do the fictional type thing where you're, you know, putting on a character, it's just different, and it's fun. It's really fun because you're also playing a part in the way you sing it and things like that. But I like both for different reasons, and I think it's important for artists to maybe explore both, because they're both rewarding.
I agree. I mean. Yeah. are you an artist that reads the comments? Because like obviously, if you're putting yourself out there and people are being critical, and it, you know, people can fuck you up. Glory's got to go through our comments, because if I read one negative thing, I want to quit. You know. So
yeah.
Are you someone that reads?
1,000%.
Yeah.
I do. And I feel like my skin has gotten thicker over time, and I've been able to brush it off. Especially TikTok. I think TikTok has really changed the game for me with that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, cool. You know, but it just kind of goes back to like being in elementary school and middle school, and people are like, they're just hiding behind their screens and, you know, whatever. And music is so subjective. Like, cool. If you don't like my shit, great. I literally don't care. Like, that's, I'm not making it for that for you then, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, so I do read them. Sometimes I can learn. Sometimes I tell them the fuck off. It's just, you know.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Are you feel the same way when you're looking at your comments?
Yeah. It's just kind of like okay, I guess I could see where they came from. I mean, only with like the older stuff when we were just getting started. I'm like, okay, yeah, we could have done better there. But it's like the newer stuff, it's just people like, why are you talking about fun things? We want to learn about the writing process or this specific lyric. And it's like, okay.
Fun
they
fact.
They talk about songs all the time. Yeah. They can have a break.
Yeah.
For a second. You know,
fun what fact, the even? Artists are stoked when we don't want to talk about music anymore. Like,
exactly. Like, give them a break. Come on.
When you've been doing a press so day all crazy. Day about your music, the last thing you want to talk about is your music.
You're like, listen, like, ask me what my favorite food is. Ask me.
We're going to.
It's coming
We're going
up.
To. We're going
it's
to.
Coming up.
I'm kidding. You guys are amazing. No, that's so funny though. But yeah, comments sometimes are constructive, sometimes they're just trash. So
exactly.
You know, and sometimes they're really loving and sweet.
Yeah.
Damn right. Yeah, and we get obviously the good always outweighs the bad, but for always. Us, so it's you just gotta focus on the good stuff. Yeah. You know?
Agreed. Agreed.
Oh yeah.
Damn right. So this one should be super, super quick. Off the top of your head, I want you to describe this track for new listeners in 3 words. No more, no less.
Aggressive.
Okay.
Can badass be one word?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's one word.
Hyphenated? Okay. Oh, I didn't know if it was one word. Or...
I think it is, okay. Yeah.
Badass. Okay. Aggressive. Mysterious.
Ooh.
That's good.
Damn right.
Yeah. Yeah. So in that same train of thought, is there a certain feeling or emotion you want listeners to have while going through this track?
Oh, I want people to feel empowered and just feel like I when I picture people listening to the song, I want their windows down on a day like this and just fucking rocking out. And then the person next to them at the traffic light is like, what is that? You know what I mean? That kind of vibe.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Hell yeah. I fucking love that. So what is your favorite memory that you made while creating this track?
Connecting with Hiro and Eva, hands down. Hands down, I think that we did an Instagram live the day it came out, and it was just like so fun. It was like this, like we were just hanging, and it was just really comfortable, and we got to talk to the listeners and just answer their questions. I think that was one of my favorite moments, honestly. It was just really, it felt so comfortable. I felt like I've known them forever, and we've never actually, any of us have never met. And it was just, it was really cool. When you make art together, I feel like you become a little part of a family.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely connects people.
Yeah, because you're seeing the side that not everyone else sees, that artistic, creative side. So I'm sure that breaks the ice immediately.
100%.
Yeah. So, you know, we've talked about this song a lot. Gotta ask, what's coming up next for you? More singles, EP, album, spill the tea.
The EP, I'm currently working on an EP. We've been doing like singles, you know, for a while, and I'm really gearing up for an EP, eventually an album, yes. I think just the way people consume music these days, it's so, you know, we all have a short attention span. I do anyways, but I think there's something really special about crafting an EP that tells your story and, you know, is what you want to say. So that is what I'm working on, and hopefully some tour dates. I don't have anything booked currently, but definitely have some feelers out, and we'll see.
It's very exciting stuff. Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah. So speaking of tour, for this question, I want you to picture you're on tour. You're at a gas station or a rest stop. You're going in. What is your snack of choice?
Now we're getting into the food
Chex
part.
Mix.
Mm-hmm. Chex Mix. Oh shit. What color flavor?
I like the original, but if they have like a spicy situation, I'm down. I'm down with it.
Damn right.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. Mm. You like Chex Mix? Are you a Chex Mix fan?
I love Chex Mix. I'm a Chex Mix
enjoyer. I mean, it's so good. Honestly, the bagel chips are bomb though.
Damn it. Those are like my least favorite part of the Chex Mix. But I'm sorry. I'm the one who likes the Cheez-It shaped ones where it's almost like I'm one of those people. I'm sorry.
I get that. Oh, you know what? Goldfish are good too. I will say. I think I've done a little bit of both equally.
Exactly. Why don't we meet in the middle and we do Cheez-Its? Because that's like, I feel like that's kind of in the middle. Okay.
The baby Swiss Cheez-Its though.
Oh, okay. Shit. I didn't even know that was a thing. What the?
They're so good. Yeah, they're really good.
Oh my god. Okay. I need to look for that after this. Shit.
The Cheez-Its. That's so funny.
And on the topic of food, if your project was a dish, what dish would it be and why?
Oh. Pizza. Because it's got different toppings.
Okay.
Maybe we do a little half, you know, like a blush sauce, half red, or even a, you know, garlic. And then just sprinkle those toppings on, because every song is a little different. We got a little alternative. We got a little rock. We got a little metal. We got an acoustic song here and there. So, you know, it's just different. So I feel like that is just a pizza.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good.
So for these last couple questions, we're actually going to shift away from music, if that's okay with you.
Of course.
Great. So we're actually going to go straight to death row.
Boom.
So if you're on death row, what would your last meal be with a drink?
Oh shit. My mom's chicken parmesan and a glass of Pinot Noir.
Ooh. Good as hell.
Yeah.
My mom's chicken parm is just spectacular. I will say that. So yeah, that would be my last meal for sure. Hell and yeah. I would die happy.
Damn it.
Hell yeah.
So if you could live in one fiction world for a week, where would you live?
Oh, that just, I bugged this blew up my nose.
Oh no.
This is going to be really, you know, okay, so it's not really like a fictional world, but it sort of is. Sabrina the Teenage Witch, but I'm talking 90s, early 2000s. Melissa Joan Hart, I want to be her friend, or I want to be her, and I want to have that magic. So, and I want to go into my closet, into another realm. Did you guys ever see that?
My friend is rewatching it, so when you said like the earlier version, I was like, oh shit, yeah, that's crazy. I was just talking about that, but I personally haven't seen it. Right? Yeah,
that's very strange. But yes, no, it's really cool. She goes into another realm and she rides her vacuum as her like as her car and through the sky and stuff, and she goes on dates on Jupiter and like on the moon and stuff. It's just like really just chill.
It's just badassery, yeah.
You know it is. So I would love that. She can clean her room with like her finger. It's just, it's really great. So yeah, I think that would be my world. That or SpongeBob.
Yeah.
There. Wouldn't that be fun?
No, it would be. Fuck yeah. All right.
Work at the Krusty Krab.
Damn right. So I have the honor of asking the last question. Every single person we've spoken to has actually said it is the most important question. What is your favorite color?
Orange.
Orange? You have a specific shade of orange?
I like more corals, but I do just like orange. Like orange. Ooh. Oh my god, I have so much orange on right now.
You're really repping the orange today.
It was not intentional, but that's really funny.
Yeah.
So the coordination. Beautiful. Yeah, orange. Awesome. Well, I'm actually curious of what your guys' favorite colors are.
Yellow.
So Glory's going to say it's not a color, but black.
Mm-hmm.
Black rocks, though. It's not a color.
It's not a color.
It's a
shame. It's not a color. I'm not having this fight right now.
Wait, what shade of yellow, though? I need to know that.
The fucking brightest duct tape yellow. You know, that stereotypical, like, alert yellow.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. I love that for you. I feel like our colors go really well together, you guys. We're just Halloween up in here.
Yeah.
Damn right. Hell yeah.
Fun. So as Glory said, that's all the questions you have today. Is there anything that you would like to plug?
Okay. Just go check out my stuff on Spotify or Apple Music and follow me on Instagram, Wild Girl. And you guys are awesome. What you do is awesome. Thank you for the thoughtful questions and for giving a shit. It means the world. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Sal. It's been Lyle, and we have been the Good Noise Podcast.